Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. A beautiful Saturday morning. It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to get up this morning and to be comfortable in my own settings and being able to share some mother and daughter thoughts today. I'm so excited about it. I get excited just thinking about it on Saturday mornings when I get up. Lord, what is it that we need to talk about? If I've already, sometimes it's on Saturday mornings when I'm getting inspiration for what we are going to share for the day. And that's exciting, and it's kind of, you know, tedious, I guess you could say, because, you know, you're just thinking, okay, Lord, I'm waiting on you. What are we talking about today? First, I want to say thanks to God because it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to mothers and daughters and to share some things that he places on my heart about the mother-daughter relationship and the importance of that relationship to the family. And that's something that we are stressing in everything that we do. Everywhere that I go, any connections or opportunities to speak or just conversations, I'm always sharing the importance of the mother and daughter relationship and how it affects and can affect the family. So it is an opportunity for me, and I appreciate it, and I don't take that lightly. Sometimes I just want to make sure that I hear and deliver the right message so that the person that I'm dealing with can be blessed and walk away with a word knowing that it's going to help them in some way become better with their relationship with their mother or daughter, and even more so with the fact that they will have a better relationship with others. You know, women, we have a lot of friends or associates and people that we talk to, and sometimes when we're talking about relationships, our personal relationships with our families, especially mothers and their daughters, mothers sometimes tend to take those feelings and those relationships and those issues into the workplace or into their relationship with other people. So it is very important because the daughter and the mother are so closely and so much alike in image and looks and stature and, of course, everything that a woman feels, you know, your daughter will feel that because every woman goes through a certain process. And when you're going through in the development of your body, your daughter will experience those same things, those same hormones and things of that nature that will govern the behavior and sometimes the thinking patterns of a young lady. I would like to welcome all the listeners this morning to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, an opportunity to speak to you, to share. It's a place where mothers and daughters come to have an honest conversation where mothers and daughters can share their stories. And I'm telling you, these stories are just a blessing, just a blessing. I cannot tell you the number of people that call, email, and just let me know how blessed they are just by hearing the stories from our mothers and daughters that are calling in or hitting one and saying, you know, I would like to share my story. I've been blessed this week. I want to be a blessing to someone else. And today we're going to have an important topic that I think sort of connects this whole thing about mothers and daughters and their relationships and just living life and getting to the good of life. This is a connector here. It's mothers teaching their daughters the power of giving. And I'll say that again. Mothers teaching their daughters the power of giving. You know, when we're talking about giving, that is an important aspect to receiving. So I want you to sit back, relax. I want you to call your friends and tell them they need to hear this particular topic today because they're going to be blessed. Of course, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. And I will let you know I have an assistance today. I have Angela working the switchboard for me, and I thank you for that, Angela. We're doing a dual role here, just to make sure that we're on air and that we can get to you. Sometimes there seems to be little hindrances that want to keep you from getting the word out. And so, you have to do two or three different things, and you pray on it. The Lord will show you some other way to get there. And we are here this morning, and we're still talking to you, and we're going to get the word out. So let everyone know that we're here and that we're waiting on them to get on the line. They can call us at 347-539-5078 and click 1 to join in on the conversation. Or they can simply go online to www.blogtalkradio.com and type in the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And, of course, it will pull up our page. Just click on air, and they can listen as they work on their computer. So, again, I said you don't want to miss this show, Mothers Teaching Their Daughters the Power of Giving. If you have a thought on this particular topic today, I want you to think about what have you done in giving to someone that you saw the immediate return on your giving, and you knew that God blessed you because you did a certain, you followed a certain order. God asked you to do it, you did it, and then you saw that. Now, we don't always see the return immediately. And some things you may say, well, I didn't see. We'll talk about that later, too, because blessings come in many different sources. You think you need one thing, but God knows exactly what you need. So your blessings are spread out and evenly distributed, get the word out, among all the things and among your journey and the things that you're going to face and encounter as you go through life. So you will get it because that's the word. And again, some other people that's coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at drbessie@mdbn.org, or you can call me at 786-462-6470 and leave a message, and I'll call you back. Well, the exciting news that I'd like to tell you about today, I'm excited. We are going on a cruise to the Bahamas. It's exciting. We have some exciting mothers and daughters that are ready to go. We are now getting ready to have our conference call on the things that you can expect to experience on the cruise and things that you need to bring so that you can enjoy it, the type of clothing, the excitement, the love. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And, of course, if you still want to join us, you can pay your full fare. You still have a few days if you want to. It's exciting. So we'll be glad to tell you when we come back what a great time we had and how blessed we were on the cruise. It's wonderful to be on a cruise, doing a conference, and to be blessed and enjoy the Bahamas at the same time. And that is really, really good. Another thing I want to share with you today is the Unity program. I don't want you to forget Unity program. I'm not getting a lot of emails. I need to say this again. I would love for you to email me at Dr. Bessie, that's DrBessie, at mdbn.org, and send me a list of mothers and daughters that you would like for us to send an invitation for them to join the Mother and Daughter Outreach. Our goal is to get 10 million mothers and daughters as we build the World Outreach Unity Program. So send us your email, drbessie@mdbn.org. Or simply call me, and we can talk about what you want to do as far as participating in this particular program. We're looking for regional directors, state directors, city reps to help us in your area. When we come through, we want to have you as our leader in that particular area. So call me at 786-462-6470 and I'll return the call, and we can discuss your participation in the World Outreach Unity Program. Okay, conversation today, mothers teaching their daughters the power of giving. Just to remind you, as I always say to mothers and daughters, when you come on, it's strictly an honest conversation that we're looking for. We're looking for you to share your heart, to share your story as it is. And I'm telling you, when you're honest and you share from your heart, someone will be blessed. It's just they will feel you, and you will speak to someone. This program is not about just Dr. Bessie. This program is about mothers and daughters. And I want you to keep in mind, I am just the host. My job is to facilitate and to bring as many mothers and daughters to the table as we possibly can to share on a particular topic that God placed on my heart, and we can go from there. And again, if you have some topics that you would like for us to talk about, you can, of course, email me, and I'll pray on those and see if the Lord leads me that's the way we're supposed to go. I'll be glad to accept them. Mothers teaching their daughters the power of giving. Now, today, when we look at this particular topic, when you're talking about giving, giving is, to some people, not an easy thing to do. Giving is a testing. It will test your spirit. So when you say the word giving, just say it to yourself, giving. You will feel something. Now, what feelings are coming up in your spirit, only you will know. Because sometimes the human nature wants to keep. It's mine. It belongs to me. And I'm not sharing it. Because if I give it, they may do something with it. So giving means to take of yourself and being a blessing to someone else. And sometimes we are challenged when it comes to actually giving. And I say we, because we are all learning in this particular area, and I'm getting better and better at it, and I've been challenged to do some things, and I, too, have said, wow, okay, Lord, is this what you're saying? And then you ask again. So when the topic came to my mind, I thought, how can a mother teach her daughter to give if she doesn't give or if she doesn't know how to give? See, it's impossible to teach someone something that you don't know. So giving is something that the flesh want to wrestle with. Giving is an unselfish act, and most humans are selfish in some way. It's just a part of human nature. You have to get outside of the human part of you in order to get to the spirit part of you to give and not regret giving. So most of us, when prompted by God to give, we will have to think about it. We have to ask God again and again, God, are you really telling me to give this? All of this? You know, that means you got doubt. So giving tests your flesh. It tests the flesh because the flesh wants to say no. It's mine. I want to keep it. Because we want to hide it under the rock. We want to save it for that one day when it's raining, when everybody else is out of it, and I have some. I will have it when they don't because I'm going to save mine. And most of you, I'm sure, have heard of the story of the talents and how one guy just wanted to save his. You know, God didn't give you the talent to save. He gave you the talent to use. And God said, what, his word will not go void. So therefore, whatever he says, it's going to return. So you have to give in order to receive. But when you are a child of God, your spirit will confirm and say yes. Even though you have to fight with your flesh, even though you have to struggle with, I don't know if I want to do this, but your spirit, when you're a child of God, your spirit will say yes. You will know in the pits of your stomach that you're supposed to do this. And I'll give you an example. I remember one time I was at this particular church, And the minister got up, and he was talking about testing, you know, the guy had told him to give a certain amount of money. And he said, well, Lord, he said, that's all I have in my savings. That's all I have. And God said, give it. Take it all out and give it. And told him who to give it to. And he said, I had me standing in front of the church. He said, I had to deal with that. He said, because I'm like, Lord, that's all I have in my savings account. I mean, you asking me to give every penny of it? He said, and I went back and forth with that conversation and back and forth with that conversation, and God kept saying, yes, give every penny of it. He said, I went to my savings account, I got every penny of it out, and I gave it. And not once I said, okay, God, that's what you're telling me to do, I'm going to just give it. And he gave it. And this was on a Sunday, and he did this probably the week of, coming up to that Sunday, I think it was. And I was sitting there in church, and then God spoke to me. He said, I want you to double that and give it back to him. I turned to the right, turned to the left. I'm like, are you talking to me? He said, I want you to double it, and I want you to give it back to him. And I was like, double it? And so I thought, well, let me just make sure I'm hearing this right, because, you know, maybe I'm just caught up in his story, and, you know, maybe I'm thinking that I'm supposed to do something, you know. And I kept, I mean, I couldn't even really pay attention to the service because I was so caught up in the fact that God had told me to double it and give it back to him. So, make a long story short, after about two or three times going through that, and I finally said, okay, Lord, if you say double it, I'll double it, and I'll give it back. And so I called the minister on Monday morning. I went to the bank, and I got it, and I came back, and I called the minister, and I said to him, I said, the Lord told me to, and I told him I needed to meet with him. And he said, okay, and I said, I don't want you to tell anybody. I just want to meet with you. So you would have thought we were on a date or something. We were sneaking and hiding. I mean, we met at a restaurant, pull up beside each other. He got out, got in my car. And I said, I don't know why. I said, but you know what? I don't know why I felt like I had to, I was not supposed to tell anybody. So, I was like, okay, this is what the Lord told me to do. I said, remember yesterday you said, and you did, and he said, yes. I said, well, God told me to double it and give it back to you, and here it is. And we both were just sitting there looking at each other. Said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, yep. I said, I went through the test. I went through several different times of asking. But I knew in my spirit that God had told me to do that. And I'm telling you, now when I look back at things that are going on in my life, and I think it's hard at the time, something always come up. God will send someone. God will send someone to take care of that. You know, if it's my health, if anything come up, it is taken care of. So when you look back at it, sometimes you can't say, oh, I gave this and I saw the immediate return. But I know it's a return because God's word is honored, is faithful. He cannot lie. So it may be have been distributed out into my life, but I tell you what, it was the best feeling to give him that money knowing that God was going to honor it in my life. Another situation, I was at a church and really did not have, I mean, I was just like, had only a certain amount of money, and this was a small amount of money, and God said, give it. And I said, like, okay, Lord, that's all I have. And I'll tell you what it was. It was $50. Give it. I said, okay. You asked me to give it. I have no gas money. You asking me to give it. I said, give it. It was the pastor's appreciation day. And I walked up. I put it in the envelope, and I went up to put it in the basket. He said, no. I'm about to put it into a little box they had. He said, no, put it over there where they're giving this to the pastor. It was his appreciation. Put it in this particular box. And I put it in there, and I went back, and I said, okay, that's it. The next morning, I'm telling you, the very next morning, a lady that attended a mother and daughter bonding conference about a year or two prior and had done some counseling. I'd worked with her and her daughter. She called me up and she said, well, I'll give you a little fill in there. We had a mother and daughter conference, and our husband had given up on their daughter, and the daughter had been on drugs. And anyway, we worked through that, and they were all back together, and they went to Paris together, and just reunited and had a wonderful time after doing the counseling with me. And God, it worked such a wonderful connection and bond back in their life that her husband said to me, thank you. You saved my family, and you gave me back my daughter. And I said, no, it wasn't me. It was God. And of course, you know, it was the work that you all put into it. You believed that it could happen. I just facilitated. And he said, if you ever need anything, you call me. Well, I never did call. But that particular Monday morning, and we needed this for the center, that particular Monday morning, the mother called me and said, Dr. Fletcher? I said, yes. She said, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. She said, well, my husband wanted me to get in touch with you today. He has something he wanted me to give to you. And she said, I think you could use it too. And I said, okay. She said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go by. We couldn't figure out a time to meet. I had an appointment. She says, I'm going to go, and I'm going to drop you an envelope in the mailbox at the office. And I said, okay. And when I got there and opened it up, he had written 5 checks for $1,000 each from each of his 5 businesses. And that was the return on that $50 that I'd given the day before. So, you know, I know, and I'm telling you this so that you can look in your heart and you can see the many times. It's not just me. I'm just telling you so you can think. So when we start sharing our good news today about how we give and how God has given back to us, it's going to be a blessing to someone else. And I know sometimes it may seem as if you don't have anything but that. But when you give your last and when you give from your heart, God will honor it. He will bless you, and you will have a story to share with your daughter about giving. Because if she doesn't know that she has to give to receive, then she'll always want to receive. And you can only receive what you've given. That is the law. You have to understand the law in order to give. You give your 10%, you're thinking, and Lord knows I was one years ago. I was reluctant about doing it until I understood the word of God and the effects of it. Now I have the God account where I take God's money out first and put it aside so it doesn't get mixed up with anything that I'm spending, and I don't have to say, oops, I'm sorry, God, I spent your money. No, it's not your money. You give it and you receive. It's a part of the whole overall word of God. So it is very important that you teach your children that. I teach my grandchildren. Whenever they get something, you know what you have to do. You give and you receive. And that way they grow up knowing that it worked in their life, and when they can see it and when something happened, I always say, now that was God. Do you understand that was God? That's the teaching. It gives you an opportunity to teach to your children when God works miracles in your life, and then they will teach it to their children. And then we have what? We have the good news and the gospel being spread out from one generation to the other. Now, sometimes, you know, I know people say, oh, yeah, I gave, and I did this, and I did this. But if you're giving and you don't mean it in your heart, so you can fool someone on the outside. You can smile and you can act as if, you know, I'm doing this because I really want to help you. But see, one thing you have to realize is that God sees your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your intra-conversation. He knows what you're saying within your mind. The intra-conversation, with those of you that are not familiar with that, as I teach it occasionally here, is that conversation that goes on within your mind. you get back the same manner in which you send it out. If you send it out grudgingly, you're going to get it back that way. If you send it out with love, it's coming back that way. Because what you need to realize is that words, the word karma, karma, I have to work with that one, can be understood as a comeback. And everything boomerangs back to you. It boomerangs back. It's just like what goes up comes down. One and one is two. You know, things, that's the law. And so it's going to happen. So you need to watch what you say. And as you know, your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions will manifest into reality. And I tell you, if you don't like where you are, then you change what you say. And as I teach this, I am the student, because I have to always remind myself, watch what you say, watch what you say. Because I want to receive good. I don't want to receive anything negative. And I'll tell you a little story about a mother who came home. She was very busy, just, you know, how we go to work and, you know, allow the job to add stress to you, and you feel like you just got to put up with that because, you know, I'm not trusting God to give me peace on my job. So, you know, until you really trust God to get peace in your job, you're going to come home very stressful, and your family is going to feel the effects. Your husband is going to feel the effects, or your friends are going to feel the effects of you being stressed on your job. So the lady came home very stressed, had a lot of things on her mind, irritable is what she was. And the daughter was so excited. She had something happen that day, and she was like, well, you know, Mama, I need to tell you about this. And she was so excited. And as they sat down to dinner, the mother still wasn't giving her the attention that she needed. So she figured, well, I'll wait till we sit down to dinner, and then I'll be able to share my good news with her. But as they sat at the table, the mother looked at the daughter and said, would you please be quiet so I could eat my dinner in peace? And, of course, that hurt the daughter's feelings. And the mother, not recognizing, you know, she's thinking, well, I had a bad day, and I don't want to hear all this stuff this afternoon. I don't have time for it. But in her heart, she knew she was wrong. But she went on anyway. The daughter shut up and ate her dinner, and they departed. A few days later, the same mother was in an important meeting on her job, and the CEO of that company came to visit at her office, and she was just so excited because she wanted to impress the CEO, and what a wonderful opportunity for her to be able to share her thoughts with the CEO and let her know how smart she was and how much she contributed to her company. So, you know, and fate had it that she would sit right beside the CEO for lunch. And she was so excited and wanted to share her thoughts and talking continuously. And the CEO turned to her and looked and said, no more talking. I wish to eat my lunch in peace. Thank you. The mother felt hurt and immediately recognized that she had given that same hurt to her daughter just a few days before. And the mother knew she had to go back to her daughter and ask for forgiveness because it came back. She received what she put out there. So sometimes that particular lesson will tell you giving is not only of money. Giving is not only of your time. The biggest giver that you can give is your words, because your words will create, and everything that you say creates something. So it's how you say it, it's how you feel about it, and it's what you say as to what you get back. Giving and receiving is a law. You may think that you're getting by with those ugly thoughts in your head and feeling of unforgiveness and jealousy in your heart, but you're not, because God sees your heart. He knows. And he says what? My word will never go void. So if you know that you have unforgiveness in your heart and thoughts, ugly thoughts about people, and saying things in your heart and saying something else with your mouth, then it's only going to affect you. It's not going to affect the person. Because God said you will get back what you create, and your words will create a situation in your life. If it's jealousy, you're going to receive jealousy from someone else, and you'll say to yourself, I don't know why they treat me so bad. I don't know why they talk about me all the time. Every time I turn around, people just don't understand me. They're just talking about me. Mm-hmm. What are you saying in your mind? You may not say it to someone else, but what are you saying in your mind? Because your word is going to create, whether you speak it or you have it in an intro conversation, it still is a part of creation. And it still will create. So, giving of your things, what you thought you would save, your hard work, and things that you think that you've created, are only things that God has blessed you with. You can never create anything except through using the Word of God. And whatever you say is what you're going to get. Thank you. I appreciate you listening. That is the word for today, giving and being able to receive. In order for us to raise a new generation, we have got to start training our daughters. And I'm not talking just about your biological daughters. I'm talking about your daughters that you run into. Any young lady that you are old enough to be her mother can be your daughter. And every young lady that you see, you should impart to her some good news. If nothing more, then do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know what Jesus can do for you? It's not going to take a lot off of you, but that is help building the kingdom for the future. And that, again, will return to you blessed. You'll receive more blessings just by sharing the word, because that word will create a new kingdom in that particular person that you're sharing. Okay? Thank you. God bless you. Share that with your daughters. Have them to share it with their daughters, their friends, and know that you don't have to have a lot to give. The lady had, what, 2 pennies? And it was more than millions. Just give what you have, and most importantly, give from your heart. Because remember, God knows your heart. He knows if you're doing it for real or if you're doing it for a show. All right. I'm going to see if anyone on the line want to talk. Angela,
yes.
You could. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. We have some people online that want to talk. I'm going to go with 813. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I am wonderful. I missed you for 2 Saturdays. My fault, but I said I was busy this morning. I said I'm not going to miss her this morning, even though I didn't get to hear everything. I know about giving because I have been taught all my life to be a giver, and I love to give. And I've seen things from that. I taught my son to be a giver. And I give you just a little, I'm not going to talk very long, a little example.
Go ahead. That's what we want to hear. We want good examples.
He had a radio, a CD in his car where you could take them in and out, you know, so no one would steal it. Anyway, his friend, his radio gave out in his car. He took his out of his car and gave it to him to use until he got another one. Now, this is when he was 16 years old. And
wow.
I said, we talked, and we said, why did you do that? He said, well, he needed a radio, and I ride with him sometimes. He rides with me, and he was going to give it back. And I said, thank you, Lord. And he's an only child, so he's not selfish because he has seen his parents be givers, and we love to give.
Mm-hmm. And you can see the return. And that's
yes,
wonderful to know that a 16-year-old, and now that's saying a lot, because 16, you know, that's during the years when they become real selfish. And I'm an only child, too.
Okay.
And so I know what that feels like. And I was a giver, but sometimes I would find myself being selfish. I had to work on that, you know.
Right,
and
yeah.
That's a wonderful thing because she's so used to being pampered and given everything as an only child that sometimes you get real selfish, and that's a lot to say for a 16-year-old to take his radio out and give it to someone else. That says you and your husband has done a good job. You taught him something that will always be with him, and your grandchildren will feel the effects of.
Right.
What a wonderful thing.
The Holy Spirit has used you on this subject this morning because you were talking about giving from your heart. Some people mm-hmm. give just to be given for show, and God doesn't reward you for that. You've got to give honestly and from your heart. You've got to mean it. And I said, oh, my, and we need to learn that as women. And the pastor, you don't give just for show. You give it. I've given lots of things, and no one even knew about it because I don't give for the show. I give from my heart because I ask God to bless me so I can be a blessing to someone else. And he knows I mean that from my heart. We've been through a lot of things, and I know it was just the grace of God that we got through it and could do it.
Mhm. Mhm. You know what? A lot of times when I'm going places, God will tell me, "Don't put your name on that. Don't put your name on that envelope. Just put the money in there. I'll just put the money in the basket." See, when you have to put your name on something all the time, there again, he said, "What you do in private,
yes,
you know, I'll do in public."
That's
so
right.
When you can just throw the money in there and not worry about if they knew if you gave something or not, it doesn't matter. It's
That's
about
right.
what God knows, you know?
Yes.
And even with, you know, going, you know, with a new dress on, you know, and what are you giving? Are you giving God? Are you giving yourself? So people
That's
have to look
right.
at giving come in so many different ways. Some people want to get a new hat, new dress, and walk up in church and, you know, say, you know, hey, here I am, because they want to get what? They want
attention.
To receive something. Right.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know, just coming and saying, you can have the new hat and dress, don't get me wrong, but when you come in there, you're not coming, it's all about your heart, where your heart
That's
is.
Right.
Are you coming to receive from you, or are you coming because God has blessed you and you just look good because God blessed you and I'm coming here to praise the Lord? You know, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Yes, a big difference.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Angie?
Okay. Dr. Bessie, we're going to go to 201. Good morning, 201.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, doctor. How are you this morning? This is Diane Sanders from Brooklyn.
How you doing, Ms. Sanders?
I'm great. I've been listening to the show since you started this morning, and I said I wasn't going to call in this morning. I called in before. I just wanted to sit back and listen and take everything in. But after hearing everything that you had to say, I said I just need to call in to say thank you so very much. God bless you. I continue in your works. It is so much needed. I have four daughters that I'm dealing with, and they are a blessing. All of my children are a blessing, and they grew up knowing to give. And there have been some times when we have been through struggles and still go through struggles, but by the grace of God and again, people, without even asking, just coming, they know your situation, and they just say, here. Or they, you know, if it's something that we can do for someone, you do it. And like you say, you do it with a clear heart, and you don't do it looking to gain something from it. And too many times you see people who give for show, and it's disheartening. But at the same token, there are a lot that will give, and you don't know that they're giving, and they just give all the time. And it's not just monetary, but it's giving of your time, giving of your talents, if you're gifted and blessed enough to have talents, and we all do in some unique way. And just to give, you know, even if it's not your biological child, just the fact that you can give some time and attention to another child or another adult, that's part of giving. So, and I just need to say thank you to you, and thank you to all the people that have rallied around me and my situations and my children and their situations. And I just ask God to continue to bless us that we can return the giving that
Amen.
We receive every day. So I thank you.
Oh,
and I have to give really thanks to Cecilia Davis, who enlightened me to your show and to you. And she's been a true blessing in my life. And I just need to say thank you to her as well. But continue the good work. And I am trying to get this spread out as much as I can, everywhere I can. My children all live out of state throughout South Carolina and Texas and everything, but they need to listen and hear what's being said. So I thank you.
All right. Well, pass the news on, and hopefully when I get up to New York, we're coming to New York to do a mother and daughter conference with Minister Davis. So,
yes.
Which is Cecilia.
Yes.
And hopefully I'll get to meet you there. And
absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome.
God bless you today.
God
All right.
bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Angela?
Okay, Dr. Bessie, we're going to go to 678. Good morning, 678.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I just wanted to say, touch on the topic. I just want to touch on the topic that when you're giving, that we can't, like you said, sometimes we can't get discouraged, and we can get discouraged concerning our giving, and like you said, sometimes we do not see a return fruit on it, and so we can't get discouraged because when we give of ourselves and we plant a seed in that person, we have to remember that. When we pray over that we have imparted into that person's life, we have given. Someone may come along and water the fruit that we have already planted, watered the seed, I'm sorry, that we have already planted. And God still will honor us for imparting or giving to that person, even when the full manifestation come forth. So a lot of times you right then you may not see your fruit because we have to look at everything. God is about timing. He's always on time, but God is about timing. So I just wanted to touch bases because a lot of times I look back in my life where people, I see manifestation in fruit that I have now from people who have watered and planted seeds in my life years ago. So we have to be encouraged when we give in of ourselves, even if you don't see that manifestation right away. Just pray over it and trust God that he will bring the full fruit to pass.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that is so true. And I was thinking back as you were talking, you know, how many times have you heard someone say, Lord, I thank you for a praying grandmother. Or praying mother, because you didn't appreciate it when she was doing it at the time when you were 18 or 20 and you're running around and grandmother and your mother was trying to tell you this is not the way to go or you should do this, this, and this. But then after you've had your children, you know, 20 years, 30 years down the road, you look back, you say, Lord, if it wasn't for my praying mother and grandmother, you know, not even fathers out or anything like that, because we got praying fathers too. But, you know, where would I have been? You know, and because now you're seeing the blessings and how it flows through your life as you look back, you know, and you know God was with you because you knew you wasn't praying. So somebody in your life protected you and put a covering over you. And ask God to give you grace and mercy and to help you get back on track.
Amen.
So, yeah, you don't see it all the time right then and there, but trust me, the word will not go void. Whatever he say will happen, and just keep living and you'll see it. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Angela?
Okay, we're going to go to 919. Good morning, 919.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so glad to be here this morning on time.
All right, good.
It's been a beautiful morning. It's been some beautiful things said, and I bless the Lord for you, Dr. Betsy Fletcher. I thank God for Colleen Baldwin introducing us, and I'm just so happy to be in your presence this morning.
And oh, thank you. Same here.
I was taught at a young age that giving is everything. My mother was a giver. My family are givers, and I'm truly a giver. And I've taught my daughter to give. Now, I'll never forget, it was a situation in my life that I really needed to be given to. And my daughter sacrificed everything she had for us. And I know that that was God that used her. And she said, because you have given so much unto me and never even thought about it twice, I had to give this back to you. And this gift was a gift that caused us to be in our present home. And I could not believe it, but I saw God all over it. And I saw God all through my daughter. And she will take every time she gets a check, she's got to give a portion of that check to somebody's child, because she's always buying children things. So she's a giver of children. She plants seeds in her friend's children, her nephew, and her, I mean, just anybody's children. And she's not happy unless she's been a blessing to someone. And I guess she saw that through me, and I saw that through my mother, and I hope that that will continue to pass through the generation of us. But, I mean, it's so much, it's a mighty good thing to be chosen by God, but to choose the giving is just the best thing that God gave us, so we have to share that. So I'm just thankful today to give you back what you gave me. You gave me such a positive feed this morning, because I have a new foster daughter, and I was allowing her to listen to you this morning so she would know what Mothers and Daughters is all about. So she's excited about being a part of Mothers and Daughters as well. So God bless you, Dr. Betsy Fletcher, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. That was wonderful. And to the young lady that's there, you are in a beautiful place, and I know God lives in that house. I've been there. And I just want you to know, if you do, as told, you're going to be blessed. So God loves you, and look where he placed you. And, you know, somebody's got a phone ringing. I don't know whose phone ringing. But the thing that I wanted to say, you know, when I came up for the conference, I was blessed. And you ladies, trying to get back home and trying to get myself back together, I forgot to say thank you for a wonderful gift that you all blessed me with. And to the audience, I was given a clock. And, of course, God knows what you like. You know what I mean? It's exactly what I like. It's the exact color. I'm looking at it right now. It's brassy gold, and it's a Roman clock, and it's about, what, 4.5 feet tall. And I got to find the perfect place in the sconce to put beside it, but it's absolutely beautiful, made out of wrought iron. So I thank you. That's a blessing to me. And when I look at that clock, when I look at the clock, I also look at the fact that it means time, and time is very precious. We don't have time to lose. Every moment is a moment. If you're not doing something to build the kingdom of God, or to be a blessing to someone, is a moment lost. So it reminds me that time is important. But I thank you for blessing me with that thought so that I can always be conscious of my time. All right. Angela?
Okay, Dr. Betsy, we got a full switchboard today. So everybody that's in queue, please just hold on. We got enough time to get to you if you just hold on. Right now we're going to go to 404. Good morning, 404.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning. I love this. I got a full board this morning. Okay, how you doing this morning?
Such an inspirational message. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
I would like to quickly share two incidents that happened to me when I was giving. One, when I was working, and I was helping one of my employees do a job. And this was given my time. And they said, why are you helping them? You're not getting paid for this particular job. And I said, that's okay. I'll get my blessing. The very next day, I was a single parent at that time. The very next day, I went to the gym, and then I went to the store afterwards. And I saw this envelope on the ground, and I parked in a very awkward position. Something just told me to park there, what the spirit did. And I looked on the ground, and there was this envelope looked like it had been tramped over 100 times, and there was a little tiny hole where you could see there was money in it. I opened the envelope up, and I saw a $100 bill, another $100. It was $500 bills, and I was like, oh, this is a test. If there's a name in here, then I'm going to have to turn this in. There was no name. So I immediately took out the $50 for tithe and went to the store to buy my daughter something. I was so happy because right then we were on a really tight budget. And as I was walking in Kmart, I remember that, I looked on the aisle, people were walking down, and there was more money on the ground. And I said, oh, my God, what is going on? So and it was $5 $1 bills. So I grabbed that, and then I said, oh, well, I'm going to play the lottery. Well, that's where I stopped. But I know in my heart that if I didn't cheerfully help that person out that day, and in my heart knowing that my blessing was going to come from a higher power, that would have never happened. So that is really true. When you give from the heart, God will bless you for it. And there was another situation when I was at work. I was leaving work. And at my job, there's a lot of homeless people. You know, they're asking for money for drugs or liquor, and some of them are really hungry. So this lady asked me, she said, excuse me, ma'am, can you give me some money to get me something to eat? I was like, oh, I don't have no money today, which I did have money. So I went in my car, and I took off to go home. In my spirit, I didn't feel right. I said, I just don't feel right. I got in my car, and I drove around. I was like, Lord, I got to find this lady. She probably really is hungry. So I found her. And I gave her some money, and she went inside, which was McDonald's, and brought her something to eat. But I am so glad I was obedient to the Holy Spirit. Like you said, you'll feel it in your spirit when God is telling you to do something. And that's why it's important to hear from God, because God still wants us to plant our feet in good ground. So it's good to hear from God to know when God really wants us to pour our seed out, because in that situation, I could have helped someone who was hungry, and based on the fact that I knew a lot of other people who hang around for drugs or whatever, this was not one of those situations. And it's important to hear from God so that you can be obedient to God's word as well.
That is so true. That's why I said, you know, there's a passage that sort of followed me, and it's been in my spirit for the last maybe 6 months, off and on. It just keeps coming out. You know, you can't give the children's bread to the dog. But you will know, because God will show you who he wants you to bless. God has a blessing for everyone, but he has different people that he's going to send it through. And so, you know, he sent you to, he had a blessing he wanted to send to this lady through you. And when you're disobedient, then God's kingdom, you know, you're working against the kingdom. But you will know in your spirit, and had you gone home, you wouldn't have slept that night, you know what I mean? It just was going to eat away at you. And I bet you the most joyful feeling is when you gave that lady that money. You're like, whoo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you did feel, you did hit the lottery. When you talk about the lottery, I tell people all the time, just God is your lottery. And you did hit it because you saw how it kept popping up. He just kept letting you just walk. He says, wherever your feet tread, I will be there. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Money, money. Because you got paid for that day that they said you were not going to get paid for, and you always get paid when God, when you do what God asks you to do. Thank you for sharing that. That's a wonderful, wonderful story. All right, next, have a blessed day.
Okay, we've got about 4 minutes on our show, but we've got time right now. We're going to go to 347. Good morning, 347, are you there?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes, this is Evangelist Davis from Brooklyn. I was just listening to your show. I enjoy it so much. I got so much. It is so important to be a giver, because if you keep everything, you can't receive anything. If you keep your hand real tight, nothing can go in and nothing can go out. And you got to give. When you give, you will receive. And I'm a big believer of that, a big believer. Mm-hmm. I'm working today someplace else, so I can't stay on the line long, but I'm listening. And I really enjoy you, and I thank God for you. And I like the way y'all handling the show today with Angie helping you, mother and daughter. I just pray so, God, this ministry, and I'm a part of it now. It's going to just get bigger and bigger and better, and we're just going to help God's people. And that's what's so important. I heard my girlfriend out there, Diane, we are going to do this. We can't wait until you come to New York, Dr. Betsy, to bless all of these souls that need to be blessed here, mothers and daughters. Thank God for you and Angie. Thank God for everybody, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. I was surprised because you texted me and said that you would be working, but you would be listening. So thank you for sharing. We always like to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. I'm excited, too, because I love New York, and when I come, I have to go to the shows, and we have a good time. God is such a blessing. Okay, Angie, bless you. Have a great day. Go ahead, Angie, so we can get to someone else. I'm sorry. I get to talking.
I think we have covered everybody that's on our queue, so if I missed anybody, I don't think I have. I think we went through the lines. So I think we're good.
Okay, we have 90 seconds. All right, thank you. This has been one awesome show. Now, what I want you to do is go out and everybody try to get 5 people for next week's show. We're going to expand. It came up in my spirit. If each person just assured themselves that we're going to get 5 people, this is the word will spread. This is not about me. This is about sharing the word of God, because I'm telling you, if people were on here, I know there are a lot of people on here, but the more we have, the more they would get the word of God. Thank you. Pass this on to your daughter. Use these opportunities to train your daughter, because if she gives, she will receive. Remember the lady that talked about her son, 16 years old, took his radio out, gave it to his friend. I'll do without so you can hear. What a blessing. What a thing for a 16-year-old to do. God bless you. I love you, and God loves you more. Have a blessed week, and I want to hear from you next week about your blessings. Bye-bye.